This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. A wise man said that the golden summary of life is as to the past, a record of gratitude, as to the present, a record of service, as to the future, a record of trust. During those times when you cannot trace, trust. What is worry? Worry is the interest paid on trouble before it comes. It's that thin stream of fear that trickles through the mind, resulting in a channel being cut through which all other thoughts are drained. Worry says that God's grace is not sufficient for the real or imagined circumstances of life. It's an emotional response that chokes and strangles the mind. And worry's hidden agenda is the fact that worry is unbelief in disguise, because worry causes us to doubt both the character and promises of God. Since all of us worry about physical things like aging, health, and appearance, emotional things like happiness and feelings, spiritual things like death and eternity, and in general, the circumstances of life that involve our finances, family members, and friends, what should we do about worry? Well, Paul's anxiety advice is this, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, since there is virtue and since there is praise, think on these things. And those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do or apply, and the God of peace will be with you." How do we apply the words of Paul? Well, to keep yourself from worry, guard your thought life by posting Jesus at the entry gate to your mind, Philippians 4, verse 7. When you do, you'll experience a peace that you could never before comprehend. And then allow God to guide your thought life, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. By filling your mind with thoughts that promote Christ-like character, and by thinking on things that promote inner cleanliness and the genuine godly life. In the pioneer days of aviation, a pilot was attempting a flight around the world. 2 hours out from his landing field, he heard a noise in his cabin. It was the sound of a rat gnawing through a cable. That pilot knew that the rat probably got on board at the last stop, and if something didn't happen quickly, there wouldn't be a next stop. What should the pilot do? Somehow the pilot recognized that rats aren't made for flying. They're made for living on Earth. So that pilot pulled back on the stick and took that plane to 20,000 feet. With the oxygen so thin, the rat died and the gnawing stopped. Hours later, when the pilot landed the plane, he found the rat dead, but the pilot was safe. What is worry? Worry is like a rodent. It suffocates when exposed to high atmosphere because it cannot live in the secret place of the Most High God. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. Hey, sometime today, change the altitude of your life. Think about your circumstances. Live above them. Give your worries to God and leave them there at the throne of the King of Heaven. Now go and live a Christ-centered life.